أحمد الله رب العالمين حمد عباده الشاكرين الذاكرين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلوات ربي وتسليمات عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله. ثم أما بعد، I would like today to start with a hadith to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and inshallah is related to our part of the story of سيدنا موسى عليه السلام. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُبْتَلَى الْمَرْءُ عَلَى قَدْرِ دِينِهِ. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسُ ابْتِلَاءً قَالَ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. To translate this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the strongest your faith is, the more affliction you will be, the more test you will have. So how strong is your iman? If your iman is quite strong, your affliction will be according to that iman, or your test. And then they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are the most afflicted people? Who are the most people who get tested? He said, Al-Anbiya, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The reason I start with this hadith today is because as of today, we will know why Sayyidina Musa will have that title, which is Kalimullah. Do you know what Kalimullah means? Kalimullah, it means the only prophet who talked to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal. Kalim means the only one Allah chose from the entire human being with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, because the Prophet, he actually went to the level beyond that one. He actually went to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal. But we're talking up to Sayyidina Musa. He's the only one. Allah chose him. Imagine how billions of people, human beings from Adam, he chose him to speak to. But why? We will know today, inshallah, why he picked him up. And again, that got a price. And the price he will pay it today. And he will do part of it today. We will see part of it. Why? When he moved from Egypt to Midian to Jordan. So we stopped yesterday on... He left Egypt, does he? Unfortunately. And he will come back soon. But he does leave Egypt. And he left it scared. And he left it without saying goodbye to his family. He left it without saying goodbye to his mother. And look, in his life, he didn't actually spend much time with his mother, does he? From his baby, he's just breastfeed him, and they keep seeing each other secretly, but now he's going to leave even without saying goodbye. So, the man came from Aqsa al-Madinah, go out Musa. Musa will listen to him, and he will going to go out. But this journey, trust me, brother and sister, is it's more than difficult. Difficult is not even the right word. This distance between Egypt and Jordan, it's 1,000 kilometers. How much is that in miles? 600 something miles? That's a lot. that's more than a lot. I can't imagine how did he do it. 8 nights Sayyidina Musa spent it in the desert. 8 nights. He took him 8 nights all the way from Egypt to Jordan. 8 nights. Walking. And that also makes me think of one thing. If he didn't learn in Pharaoh how to read the stars, he wouldn't even make to do it. That's why he said he has to be learned in Pharaoh's palace. Because he knows a lot about stars and how to follow the star this way or this way, you know. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it. Because he said, Allah, guide me to the right path. Guide me to go out of Egypt to Jordan or to Midian. But yet, he would need to have a guide. And that's how he know it, because he's been learning Pharaoh how to read the stars and how to walk according to the stars. So he did it. And he get into the desert. And he start to walk. And like I said the other day, his shoes, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, he mentioned this story a lot. He was saying it on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam times. He said his shoes from the bottom is being taken off in the first night. Then he walk on his foot and on his flesh. And the flesh is being eaten, taken. Wallahi, he was crying when he was saying that. And then for him, sallallahu alayhi, he tear his dress and he put it around his foot to stop the bleeding, because the sand in Egypt is very soft, so it's easy to get into your foot. So he tied it up and he carried on walking. And if he saw any tree, he takes the leaves from the tree and he eat it. And Abdullah ibn Abbas say, تَقَيَّحَتْ فَاهْ. It means his mouth, because you eat leaves, it became more, I don't know how to describe, to say in English, but it can't, he have no water anymore. Affected, absolutely, yeah. So he can't talk anymore, he can't even breathe. So he suffered.
Swollen,
affected, yeah, absolutely. Because imagine, 8 nights, how did he sleep in the night? No cover. See, he sees the price. That's why he's Kaleem Allah. That's why he went, and he 8 night, took all the way. And in the night number 8, when he about to reach Jordan, and he can see it from the distance, he can see trees, and he can see a lot of people are queuing. And this is the ayah came in Surah Al-Qasas. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَتْ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنْ قَالَ عَسَى رَبِّي أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنْ. As soon as he saw that queue, as soon as he saw lots of people queuing, even the ayah said, وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنْ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ. Ummatun min al-nas, I mean a lot of people, a lot of queue, long queue, stand, and he gets very happy. I finally reached the place. And he asked the first one, that Madian? He said, yes, this is Madian. This is Jordan. He get in. What was the first thing to do if you, after those 8 nights? You tell me, if we are in this situation, what would the first thing you do? Food, exactly. Food and water. I mean, 8 nights, no food, no water, you're absolutely naked. But he didn't. Exactly. Anything of human desire, of human needs. No, actually he didn't. Subhanallah. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنْ. As soon as he reached the well, where the water was. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنْ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ. He found a lot of people waiting for their turn to fill up water. Look at him. وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمَ امْرَأَتَانِ تَزُودَانِ. And then immediately he spotted two girls are taking a side. It's like Abdullah ibn Abbas said, Wallahi, he forgot his thirsties. Sallallahu alayhi. He, if I were him, I would jump in the water immediately. Like I'm 8 nights. Wallahi, brother and sister, no matter how much I explained it, you will never get the idea, because we fasting, sorry, how many hours? 16, 17 hours, and we died already. 8 nights. 8 nights. And then he went in the queue, and then immediately he spotted these two girls or two women are taken aside. وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمَ امْرَأَتَانِ تَزُودَانِ. It means the two girls are trying to keep the animals away. So he didn't understand yet. He's trying to figure out what's happening. And also, have you noticed when he say وَجَدَ, he found out. Then the second ayah, another وَجَدَ, and then he found out. He keep watching now, yeah? You remember the first ayah in number 14, and say, two people fight, he punched him, he died. Second ayah, فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ. He was thinking, shall I get in or not? And now he's learned, and now he's watching first. And now he's like, taking, okay, shall I get in? Who was those two ladies? Oh, those people, he's learning. That's why وَلُتُصْنَ عَلَى عَيْنِي. That's why, yeah, Musa, you will be made under my watch, because he's been learning all the way through. He, as soon as he spotted two ladies, he went to them, say, "Ma khabbukuma? Why are you standing like this?" Say, this is the Quran in Surah Al-Qasas. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمَ امْرَأَتَانِ تَزُودَانِ. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا؟ قَالَتَا لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يَصْدُرَ الرُّعَاءُ. Say, we can't. Because apparently that queue is being taken stronger by stronger. Whoever is strong enough, who is the one can go in the front of the queue, and then he do three things. He drink first, then he drinks his full of water for his family, and then the water for his animals. And then if you finish, he leave, and the second one came in. Strong by strong, step one by one. But the two girls, they have to wait. They have to wait in the end of the queue until the whole queue finished, and then they're going to get in. And that was, say, in the morning. And he used to go back home in the evening. But I think it's going to change this time. They're going to go home early. So, قال ما خطبكما? What are you doing here? Say, لا نسقي. We cannot get in because we're not strong enough and a lot of queue. Then we have to wait until everyone is finished and then we're going to join in. فسقى لهما. Say, all right. If this is the principle, if it's to do with bodybuilding, all right, I'm in. It's straight away. And he get in. Sallallahu alayhi. He just get in and he move the people. I would think he would go and drink, would he? Wallahi, Ibn Abbas said he did not drink till the end of the two girls left. He pushed the people. And actually, as soon as he was pushing the people like that, there was a group who they turned, they noticed Musa coming and he was speaking to the girl. They have got a big rock because that well, after the oil finished, they have to cover it to keep the water clean. So the 10 people get the rock and they close the well. So he can't get in. And he moved it. He was strong. Yeah, this is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said, Ra'aytu Sayyidina Musa fil Isra wal Mu'raj tuwalan. He said, tuwalan. It's not just tall. It's absolutely very tall, tuwalan. Kittu an ulqa ilayhi nazar hakaza. Can Jews like this. Ya Musa. He's like that. Imagine how big it was. So he moved the rock by himself away and he get the tools where they had a stick like this and water and he get in and he go 2 meters down, he fill up the water and he go back to the girls. فَسَقَى لَهُمَا. And he forgot he's thirsty. He forgot. After he finished with them, he drank water. He does. فَسَقَى لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ إِلَى الظِّلْ. And he went to the shade. Now he feels tired. فَسَقَى لَهُمَا. He get the water. He give it to them. They give them the water. They give the animals, you know, the water to the animal to drink the water as well. And after they left, he went to الظِّلْ, the shade. Because he's tired. And he found the tree. And he sit underneath the tree. And this da'wah, this du'a is coming now, inshallah. We need to put it, wallahi, in every time in your life, if you had something, if you have an issue, if you have a problem, if you have something like, if you find the life are very tight in you, remember this du'a. And Sayyidina Musa said, because the solution after this du'a will come straight away. He went to the shade, underneath the tree, and he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. It means, Allah, whatever the blessing, whatever the good thing is you gave to me, what is the good thing is you gave Musa so far? Protect him when he was a kid in a basket in the water. He protected him from Pharaoh. He went to Pharaoh 30 years underneath Pharaoh's eyes and he couldn't kill him. He killed a guy by mistake and he managed to escape and get out. All that blessing, and he said, Ya Allah, I'm in so need to you. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. I still need you so much. Even all the blessing. Brothers, this is the Prince Musa 8 days ago. The Prince Musa, it was a Prince Musa, he lives in the palace. He can't find some water to drink anymore. He can't find some water to drink anymore. So I think it's for him, it's absolutely changed upside down. And he sit in the, and he keep dying and he look in the sky. I'm imagining his case. In that second, when he was saying that dua, Allahu Akbar, Rabbi inni lima anzalta alayya min khayrin faqir. Faja'athu ihdahuma. Straight away, one of them came back to him. See, after the dua, one of the girls come back to him straight away. فجاءته إحداهما على استحياء. One of the girls who was just give them water, she just come back to him. She just came back. And فجاءته إحداهما على استحياء تمشي على استحياء. فقالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا. My father has invited you. She didn't say me. Yeah? Look at the استحياء. استحياء here means shyness. One of the girls came back to him and said, my dad asking you to come back, to come in our house, just to reward you as you give us the water. Because they come back, they go back home early. They used to go in afternoon. And the father asked them, and by the way, some of the scholars used to say, this is what Sayyidina Shu'aib. It wasn't. Because Madian, in the Quran, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنْ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ. Remember this verse in the Quran. That wasn't Shu'aib. The Shu'aib between Shu'aib and Sayyidina Musa, about 300 years. Shu'aib was the time of Sayyidina Lut after Sayyidina Ibrahim. But that land, it was this land of Sayyidina Shu'aib radiallahu anhu, sallallahu alayhi. So he went there, the Gael came to him and said, my father has invited you to come back to reward you as you fill up the water for us. He will go to her. Allah will reward him immediately and he will start to grow and he will start to live there, and inshallah we'll carry on tomorrow. We'll finish because of the time of Isha, inshallah. And we will know what will happen. He will spend 10 years in there and he will come back, inshallah, to Egypt, and the stick will appear tomorrow, inshallah. The stick will appear tomorrow, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.